This is a parole hearing for Kevin Smith, ADC number 223383. Mr. Smith has waived his hearing before the board today. He's been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B411 hearing, that is for a parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Mr. Smith is 53 years of age. He's currently serving a sentence for sexual conduct with a minor. He received 15 years. That sentence had its beginning back on June 30th, 2004. He became parole eligible on December 30th, 2011, and his SED date on that one is listed as June 30th, 2019. If he's paroled for his next consecutive sentence, then it would also be for another sexual conduct with a minor. That would also be for 15 years, and if nothing to change, then it would be again on June 30th, 2019. 2019, and he would become parole eligible on December 29, 2026, and his SED date would be June 29, 2034. Mr. Smith came before this board on August 24, 2017. At that time, he was denied a parole to his next consecutive sentence. This is his ninth appearance before the board today, which he has waived, and he did not give a reason. Last year, when he came before the board, all board members were present, and Honorable Mr. Johnson served as the lead at that time. His trial was by jury, and it was they had a prison range. Minimum of 5 years, presumptive would have been 10 years, and the maximum would have been 15. And he received 15 years. I think the one reason he received 15 years because the sexual conduct with a minor was with his kids between the ages of 4 and 6, and he started to have sex with them. He was living with their family, and whenever the mother would go out and the stepfather would not be there, he would have sex with these kids, or he would have them to have sex with each other, and he would observe. And came in contact with law enforcement back on September 2003, while one of the victim number one, was at a drug rehab program, and she began to speak, and at that time she told the counselors about the sexual abuse that she had experienced with the defendant, and the counselor advised the stepfather and mother, and on February 17, 2004, the stepfather had a telephone conversation with the Pima County Sheriff's Office, and the rest of it is history. He was eventually taken into custody, and finally he did admit that he had these relationships or sexual molestation of a child, including oral sex, sex with others. Defendant had oral sex with each of them, and he also engaged at one point in intercourse with these young, with these girls. The defendant said he regretted his action, and as I stated, he was guilty. He was not found guilty by jury. He was pleaded guilty, and as I stated, he was given the maximum of 15 years. The sentence ran consecutive. He does have letters in the file from the victim. The letters come from the mother of these girls, as well as one of the sisters that were sexually abused, sent a letter in February 25, 2016 to this board, and she spoke on behalf of her sister and herself, and indicating that they did not feel that he should be released. And I concur with that, and I believe that based on what I read and taking a look at this, he should not be moved to his next consecutive sentence in view of the nature of the offense, having sex with these kids. But that's only my feeling. I'm prepared to listen to others who might feel otherwise and might want to make some have some discussion. Hearing none, I'm going to move to deny Kevin Smith, ADC number 223383, to deny his parole to his next consecutive sentence of absolute discharge. And in view of the date, I'm also going to request a one-year set-off, and that is my motion.
Second.
And read the plea.
And if by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, a motion by myself, C.T. Wright, or plea by the Honorable Mr. Corrales, and the Honorable Mr. Neal, and we have a one-year, any objection to a one-year set-off? Hearing none. Type of hearing is a 412B. For 411, and reason for denial is serious and I don't want to say serious and violent offense because they have sex with kids that young. I think that there is some violence involved there. Serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victims, and this is poor, multiple victims. And I feel that with victim harassment, for being present here, he has no family or community support in the room. He did not have a release plan because he said that this was, he was looking for, this was to be paroled to his next consecutive sentence. I think that he does need some programs, some additional programming, especially some sexual training programs after a moment. To list the lack of some programs because I think that that's very important for his future. And so that's those are the reasons for denial. If there's anything else that any board member wish to add, hearing nothing else, then he will be certified by the Department of Correction to appear before this board again in about a year from then. And this will end his hearing. And thank you so much for your participation. Thank you.